Rarely can I introduce, and it happens, but rarely, I can introduce a speaker that I can say that I've known since the time they were born. And that would be the case. I remember when I used to threaten Katie when I was a younger EMT, that when she was pregnant, "Well, Katie, I can deliver it if you need me to," you know. She says, "You're not touching me." I don't know if it's Nathan or one of the girls. But anyway, known Nathan since the time he was born, and seen him grow up in the church, and seeing how God is leading and will continue to lead him, and may not even be exactly where we think he might be headed, but God has a place and a purpose for him. And he's going to share this morning what the next step that he's planning within his life, what's going on, and just allow him to share with us this morning. So Nathan, it's up to you.
Like Lynn said, I grew up going to church here, and I've known him and most of you guys all my life. And then, so today I'm actually going to be talking about somewhere else I grew up going to. But first I need to start with a story. This summer I worked at Camp Lutana for the whole summer, and it was actually the first time I had gone from the start to the end of the summer up there as a counselor. I knew that God had wanted me to go into camping ministry. I felt very called in doing that my freshman year at Frontier School of the Bible, which is where I'm attending, for those who don't know. I knew I wanted to go into youth ministry, and through my freshman year, I felt that was changing into camping ministry. So I was walking around camp, and I've grown up there my whole life. My mom cooked there for years, and so I would go up with her and would run around as a little toddler. Some of my best scars come from camp. But I love camp. So I was walking around camp thinking, I would love to come back here and work someday. I would love to come back as a director or something. But I knew at that point, if I did come back full time, it would just be as a glorified camp counselor, which I'd be okay with, but it wouldn't be something that would keep me there permanently for the long term. So I thought, well, this is an impossibility, so I'll just kind of go back to school and figure something else out. Fast forward to September of last year, I was at school just studying away. Joel and JC had come down for one of our missions conference, which is just kind of one from missionaries from America, or the North American continent. And they came down, and we were talking, and it was great to see them. They left, and then I knew in a couple weeks, Frontier Focus, which is a weekend when a bunch of high schoolers invade our campus, come in, and they have just a time where they can check out the school. I knew that they were coming back then. And I knew that Dean and Jerry Sane, who were assistant directors at the time of camp, were going to be there too. They still are assistant directors. And Joel and JC were assistant directors as well. Well, fast forward to that, they come down, and Jerry and I were standing in our student center there at registration for Focus, and I was about to go leave for work. And we were talking, and she said, "Have you heard about what's going on at camp?" I said, "No, what's been going on?" Well, she told me that Justin and Rose, who were the head directors, had stepped down to do other things with their family, and that they were also highly considering leaving in faith. So I was like, oh, that's really sad. Like, that leaves a big void. They need a new head. Dean and Jerry weren't sure what they were going to do. Joel and JC were kind of like, well, I guess we're here too. So I started praying for it. I knew that everything was going to get worked out with Dean and Jerry and Joel and JC, and they were probably going to figure out who was going to be head director and assistant director in it. At that point, we had three directors, a head director and two assistants. So I started praying about potentially filling the role of one of the assistant directors. So I texted Joel one day, and it was actually really funny. A group of us had gone to Cheyenne, which is about an hour south of us at LaGrange, and we were driving back, and we don't get the best cell service on that road, and I have a dumb phone, and it doesn't communicate great with smartphones. So I texted Joel this long text saying, hey, I've been praying about this. I get back just like a bunch of letters and symbols, and I was like, what does that mean? So I was like, your thoughts? And then he texted it back again, and then he called me later, and he's like, I was really confused because I was like, I literally just told you my thoughts. So we all were praying about it, and we couldn't just pray about it. A decision had to be made. So Joel met with the camp board, and they needed to decide a lot of things, and one was just so happened to be about me, and whether or not they would want me to come on as assistant director or not. So they had several board meetings, and they had decided to pursue me as a candidate, and then they ultimately decided to grant me the position, they made me assistant director. So at the age of 19, I became an assistant director of a Bible camp. I don't know, not many 19-year-olds get the opportunity to do that. I know a lot of my friends at school are still looking and seeing what God would want them to have, and it was kind of not something I wanted to be like, oh, look at me, I'm an assistant director, just because they might be discouraged by it. But it was really cool, and a lot of people were really happy for me and really thought it was awesome that I was given this opportunity. In the decision-making process for camp, they had to figure out a new organization. And they decided to go with Rocky Mountain Bible Mission. And if you don't know about Rocky Mountain Bible Mission, don't feel don't feel bad, because I didn't know anything about it until last year. Rocky Mountain Bible Mission is just a small organization based in Missoula, Montana. And their missionaries serve kind of in the region of the Rockies in Idaho, Montana, that area. I think their farthest, or who was their farthest missionary, was in Vaughan, which is like 15 minutes outside of Great Falls. So that was their furthest east they reached. Until now, Joel and JC are in Winnet, and they are with Rocky Mountain right now. They're in the process of switching over from In Faith to Rocky Mountain and all of that. And I started the application process in December, and then I had my interview last week. It wasn't with the whole board of directors at Rocky Mountain. It was only with 5 out of the 7. And we met in Missoula, so I had to make the long trek up there. I went to Lewistown, met with Dean and Jerry, and we went up to Missoula. Wednesday, I got a call. Wednesday morning, I got a call from Fred Jones, the director, and you're now looking at the youngest missionary with Rocky Mountain Bible Mission, which is also kind of crazy because they were all like, well, we've been praying for new blood. So we were kind of like, and young blood, young new blood, and we were all kind of like, well, does that mean they kind of have to accept us now? Like, that almost seems like a given that they will. But I do have a different, not a role, I am also the farthest east of their missionaries. That's kind of interesting. But I'm also still a student at Frontier. As I said, I am an assistant director at camp, so that will be my role this summer. I will be doing everything from speaking probably to cleaning toilets. Well, that's a given. That'll probably clean toilets. But I'll be doing that this summer at Lutana. And then this next fall will be the start of my senior year at Frontier, which I also have a really awesome opportunity down there. They asked me to come back as an RA, which is basically a camp counselor for an entire school year. So I'll have a section of guys that I'll minister to and all of that. As I said, this will be my last year of Frontier, and I will graduate in May of 2019. After that, this is where it kind of gets exciting. I will be moving back to Montana. Probably my hope, my dream, is to move back into this area and start ministering here. One of the things I really want to do as far as camp that will carry out throughout the year is develop a follow-up program. I just see year after year we get kids that come and they sit there in the pew, they learn, they might start reading their Bible, they might dedicate their life to Christ, and then they go home and they might not be getting that. Not all of them are like this. They might still continue to grow, and our hope is that they do, but some just kind of don't. For various reasons. So I'm hoping to develop a program that will help them. I'm not saying that this is the ultimate fix for the problem of them not growing, but it will help them in that. It's just a follow-up program for that. I also, here recently, want to help those who have graduated from camp. Like myself, last year was actually my last year as a camper. So I've gone from counselor to camper to director. Well, interesting. Is help them grow too. I know that before I would read my Bible, but I wouldn't ever study it for myself. And it wasn't until I went to Bible college that I learned really how to study my Bible. And that's something that I really want to teach my generation of young campers to do, is really dig into the Word and study it for themselves. So that is my plan. I don't know what God has. And then obviously after I graduate, it will I'll continue on as assistant director until they fire me or kick me out or something. So that's kind of what I've got. Are there any questions? Yes.
Are you nervous?
Yes. Like I said, it's weird going from counselor and only doing it, I've looked at it, I was only doing it two full summers because I've been on and off in the past, but this last summer was my first. Going from assistant director, or a counselor, to basically having more authority. I'm really the low man on the totem pole, so basically, as I describe it, I'm the camp counselor that can tell the other camp counselors what to do. It is very nerve-wracking, especially with some of the counselors that will be working under me. I've grown up with them. I've worked with them. They might not see me as an authority figure. But I also have to hold to the fact that God has qualified me for this. It might not... I was thinking about this. I was just putting ideas down on paper for a long time after this. I'm qualified on paper. I don't necessarily feel qualified. But I know that that's something that God uses. So it's just... I am nervous. But... Yes.
As a missionary, then, will you need to raise support and stuff? How does that work?
Yes, I will be raising support, and actually the church has agreed to be my sending church. It's not necessarily a requirement with Rocky Mountain, but I will be raising support as a missionary. Right now, I say I don't need much because I'm a student, but I do need a much. I do have school to pay for, so it's not like you're, if you choose to support me, or if anybody chooses to support me, it's not like it's just going to be paying for trips to town where we go to McDonald's or something. Like, it's not, it's going to something that will be used for later. But I will be trying to raise a little bit of support this summer. I'll be going to different churches, but yeah. And I have a side note with that. Since I just came on with Rocky Mountain, all of my support things, I don't know what, gifts, haven't, well, no, not that. How they support their process. The support processing hasn't been set up. So I do have a little side note. There are two sign-up sheets on the back table. One is if you are interested in supporting me financially, and you just put your name and your mailing address on that, and I will send you information when that all gets lined out. Also, there's one for a newsletter that will just kind of, I'll keep you updated on the summer and on the school year, and on the rest of my life after I graduate. So does that answer your question? Okay. Any other questions? I could do this all day. But I can't because I have a board meeting. Like I said, there are two sign-up sheets on the back table. One if you're interested in supporting me, one for my newsletter. And that, I'm hoping I'll start emailing out. There, you can get it two ways. You can get it through mail or email. I'm hoping to start emailing it out probably, hopefully, in May. Don't quote me on that because life gets crazy. But, yes.
Not a question, but congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it is really funny because Joel is 3 years older than me, and he's the head director. We won't tell you Dean and Jerry's age, but they're not. They're like 36, I believe. So we do have a younger age staff, our directorial staff, which is really nice. But anything else?
I'm going to share something. I'm on the camp board, and one of the meetings we had, and I didn't even know that Joel had been talking to Nathan about being an assistant director. So we're at a board meeting, and we're talking about the main director, and, you know, the head director, and we decided as a board to move Joel and JC up into the Joel into the head director. And Dean and Jerry as assistant. And Joel says, we got somebody else that we would like to have come on board with us. And I gathered a little bit from something was said that somehow Nathan's name was brought up. And Joel says, we would like to see Nathan come on as assistant director. And I thought, what an honor and privilege to have my son, or our son, as assistant director. And Nathan called me up and told me, he said, Dad, he says, I don't want you to vote on the decision unless it's a tie vote. I said, Nathan, if it's a tie vote, I don't want you on there. I said, if you don't have 100% support from the camp board, I said, I don't want you on there. And one of the board members said, you know, we can raise our kids or raise our staff cheaper than we can find them from someplace else. You know, and for somebody that has grown up in the camp, as Joel has, as Nathan has, to come on as director of staff, it's awesome. It's awesome. And I'm excited as a dad, but also as a board member, that he's part of that ministry.
Oh, Dad, you make me watch. I do have to say, I did tell my parents about this. They weren't completely in the dark about what I had been taught. He just made it sound like he knew nothing about it. But I did. They have been a really big support to me all along, have encouraged me through this. And you guys, and your sisters, I just have to say that because they're sitting right there. But it is true, and you guys also have been a huge support to me through everything I've done, through working in camp, through going to Frontier, and I'm excited to see what God has next for me and for all of us too. So that's all I have. So thank you so much for letting me come and share with you today, and for the opportunity for you also for letting me call you home and being my sending church. Thank you.
Camp Lutana has been an important aspect of our ministry here at this church for a long time, and my involvement and Katie's dad's involvement as a board member years in the past, and kids growing up in this church and going to camp there, and the impact it's had on a lot of lives in our church, but in other churches as well, and families throughout, particularly central Montana, but even farther than that. A lot of the missionaries that we support, several of the missionaries we support have had their roots come through Lutana Bible Camp. And the new administration that God is raising up in the camp, even though they're young, they have been prepared through the camping ministry. It's not like you're bringing somebody fresh in from the outside somewhere that's never associated with the ministry before. Joel was raised at Camp Lutana. His dad, his grandpa, and then his dad was the head of the camp for numbers of years. Dean has and Jerry have spent off and on for the last 6 or 7 summers, most of the time at Lutana, helping out in various ways. And so none of it's new to them. And of course, Nathan spent a lot of time there growing up, and as he said. But God has prepared, and the fact that there's 3 of them being able to not just, you know, sometimes putting somebody in at 19 as being the head might not be a choice that you might not make. You want a little experience, but when you got the 3 together, and Joel ain't much older than Nathan, but the 3 together, there's a positive aspect of that. We'll keep the checks and balances, I believe. And so I'm very supportive of what's happening there. The church will be making decisions probably in the April meeting about supporting Nathan as well. We've lost 2 of our missionaries in the last few months. Rob and Joni have left Frontier and are back in the secular world in Lewistown. And Justin and Rose, of course, left Lutana. So there's the possibility that that Joel and JC will be coming here and looking for support as well as Dean and Jerry. So there may be as well as Nathan. So, you know, there's always a place to put God's money and just pray for guidance and direction even in that avenue. Nathan will be going back, finishing out this year of school, and he has one more year, and then he will probably do his fourth year in an internship. He has several opportunities to do that, including maybe even in this area as well, doing that. He has choices to make, and God's leading, and more than anything else, we want that. God's leading and God's direction. I have seen many of our young people come through this church. Some of them are involved in full-time service and ministry. Many aren't. More are not. And, you know, it's great when they do, but God uses people, no matter where they are or what they're doing, to minister for Him. And the churches need not only the pastors and the teachers and everything that's involved and needed there, but they need the congregation in full support, but also involved in individual ministries within their lives to the people and family and friends that surround them and the support of the church. I mean, we praise God no matter what happens to our young people. And not only pray, but we pray first of all and then praise Him that He's taking them where He wants them to be. And that's the most important aspect of this, to go and to be and to do what God wants you to do. And so pray for Nathan, and if God leads you to be involved in support, that's between you and the Lord. But just more than anything else, pray for Nathan as he prepares and as he goes through this first year, getting his feet wet, and even though he's familiar, there'll be some different aspects as well. Well, Nathan and Dayla need to get to a meeting for Lutana this afternoon, so you know what? Let's just stand together as we close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank You for Your goodness within our lives and how it touches and reaches out to us and blesses us and through the lives of many people. And one of the things that has blessed a lot of people in this part of the world is Camp Lutana, and we thank You for that and for the ministry that opens up the teaching of the Word of God to young people as well as adults in different avenues and respects of life, and reaches out to them where they're at. We just pray for Nathan, and we pray for Your guidance within his life. We pray that You'd help him, even though there's the excitement of a new position and new opportunities, that he would be able to still focus upon his schooling and doing well and getting it done. And then that You would just work in his life to accomplish and to do Your perfect will, to honor You and to allow You always to be first in his life. We pray that through ministry that You might bless the lives of other people as well through Nathan. We thank You for each one, and each one that as we see and as we live and as we go from this place today, we ask Your blessing to guide us and to lead us, and again, where we're at, to show us what You have for us, how we might be able to serve You and minister in our lives. Father, for You. We pray Your blessing upon these folks. In Jesus' name, amen.